The Phillies going for their fifth straight win, taking on the Marlins. Pick it up in the third, 1-0 Miami in front. Martin Prado at the dish.
That one's in the air to left field. It's not going to come back. Altair's giving it a look, and it's now 2-0 Marlins on top. In the air to left center field. That's well hit. Yelich going back. It is gone! Second grand slam of the year for Michael Franco. And the Phillies take a 4-2 lead.
And the pitch. Full swing. And here's a line drive toward right. Over to his right. Stanton slips. Reaches up and makes the catch. And now Galvis has to hustle back. The throw is in time. He's doubled off.
Freddy Galvis slips into the air to left field. Ozuna going back toward the wall. He'll jump, and it is gone! Freddy Galvis with his third home run of the year. And the Phillies now lead it 5-2. In the air to right field. Forget about that one. Wow! Into the second deck, the first home run for Michael Saunders as a Philly.
The Phillies continue to roll, winning their fifth in a row, taking it 7-4. They move to a game over 500. Michael Franco finishes with three hits, including his third career grand slam. The Phillies win their fifth in a row. Manager Pete McKinnon spoke after the game.
Vinny had 19 out of 26 first pitch strikes, which was huge. He got us into that seventh inning after giving us six his last time out. So even though he's not striking people out like we know he can and will, he's using all his pitches, and he got us into that seventh inning, which was huge. 2 days in a row, three home runs, not back-to-back-to-back, but that's two games in a row with three home runs. Obviously, Franco with the big grand slam that really set the tone for us right there. And then our bullpen did a good job and held him.
To see two of your younger guys, Vince and Michael, make applying adjustments, and they did not start well, but it seems like they've come around.
Yeah, you know, it's a long season, and it doesn't happen overnight, but Mikey is, you know, that first base hit he got to right field, to right center field was nice to see. You know, when he starts doing things like that, you know, the double to right field the other night, and on top of it, turning on a fastball to hit that home run to left center field, it's good, real good to see. Same thing with all the guys. You know, oddly enough, Cesar was one of the only few guys that didn't get any hits tonight. But it's good to see the offense come to life like that.
You said Vince, even though he didn't get those strikeouts, do you think there's a little bit of intention going on there?
I think he's trying to pitch to more contact and not trying to make perfect pitches and strike everybody out with perfect pitches. So he pitched to a little more contact, which is good. I think once he puts it all together, he'll have that total ensemble working for him and know when to pitch soft and when to throw hard, and he's making good improvements.
A big game for Michael Franco. He finishes with three hits, including his third career grand slam. He spoke afterwards.
That's what I try to do every single at-bat that I have. I just go out there nice and easy, try to see the ball, and try to put a good content on it. So today I see the ball really good. I want to stay positive. I want to take it to him.
You have 20 RBIs so far in the month of April, and you know, you're getting them with the two grand slams that you have, but you're also getting them in different situations, ground outs and getting runs home. Is it a different approach for you this year when you're in situations like that?
I mean, yeah, definitely. Just when I know I got a guy in a scoring position, I just try to do my best. I just try to select my pitch, not try to force the situation, not be too aggressive. I just try to just go out there, calm down, relax, and just try to have a night game and do everything that I can do for my team.
This team has won five games in a row, all against NL East opponents. I know it's early, it's April, but how important is that?
I mean, it's really good. You know, we play the game the right way. We saw a lot of energy. We're coming in. Those are really worried about who team it is. Just try to go out there with same energy, same approach, and just try to have a good game.
Up next, the series against the Marlins concludes Thursday. Jeremy Hellickson on the hill up against Edinson Volquez.